So we were up to Sif of Zion. Let's turn to the Torah quickly. Today is all we have to deal with these issues. So in fact, I want to summarize very quickly in case we don't finish. I want to make the following summary. When a woman is a meuberes, which means three, it sounds like full months into the pregnancy, one can raise the question, what about bisman hazeh? You have a pregnancy test. Probably opinion to believe that once you have a pregnancy test that says she's pregnant, she's pregnant. But let's say for the Shulchan Aruch, 3 months into the pregnancy, which is hukar ubra, until 24 months have passed after the birth of the child. In that time period, she is considered mesulekes damim. There are, however, three opinions in the Rishonim as to exactly what the din is in that time period. The position that the most extreme position is that it doesn't matter how many times, even if she's not chosheshes during that period for any veses that she had before, kavua or not kavua, meaning if previously she always bled 3 months, the 14th day of every month, and now she becomes pregnant, and now after 3 months have gone by, you don't have to be chosheshes for the 14th. Now, I do have an issue with that only because even without the din of being pregnant, presumably she didn't bleed the first 3 months either of her pregnancy on the 14th day of the month. So even without the fact that she's a muberes, she's still mesulekes dam, or she still was okeres vesta. She still was okeres vesta. Someone has written, well, in those days women used to bleed much more pregnancy. I don't believe that actually for a moment. I do not believe that the Teva has changed in this regard. But nonetheless, if she bled on the 14th of the fourth month of her pregnancy, were not for the pregnancy, she would be Chazeres Leves Tarishon, since she was not Koveya at different Vesas. Whereas because she is Uberes, she's not Chosheshes for the 14th, and if she bleeds that day, she's not Kovas Vesas, and she's not even Chosheshes for that Vesas. It's just a Mikra. It happened, but we ignore it. And it doesn't matter if she regularly bleeds on the 14th, we still treat it as a Mikra. That's Shita number one. Shita number two is that she is Chosheshes. I don't think she's Chosheshes for the previous Vesas, but if she bleeds during her pregnancy, then she's Chosheshes for that Vesas. She's not Kovas Vesas, but she's Chosheshes for that Vesas. Is that like an Eina Kavua? And then the third Shita, which I think is that of the Ramban, mistakenly attributed to Rambam, is that she is even Kovas Vesas. Yes, in our tour, it's written as Ramban. The Beis Yosef had a Nusach of Rambam. But that she's even Kovas Vesas, Bimei Ibura, and Bimei Menikasa. More on that in a moment. Okay, so the same Achlokas in theory appears during Yimei Menikasa. Whether or not she can be Kovas Vesas, it should be pointed out that even the Ramban, Meikar Hadin, Medina de Gemara, the Ramban is Moda, that even though she's Kovas Vesas Bimei Menikasa, she is not Kovas Vesas Bimei Tahara. Meaning the 24 months she's Kovas Vesas only after 40 or 80 days have passed. But Bisman Hazeh, the Ramban suggests, first the Beis Yosef suggested it, and only later did he discover the text of the Ramban as quoted in the Magen Mishnah. Later did he notice the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban as saying explicitly, Bisman Hazeh, we don't make any distinctions between Yemei Tohar and after Yemei Tohar because people will get confused, and therefore she's Kovas Vesas in the entire period after she gives birth for 24 months. With regards to the 24 months, we've already, I'm sure, discussed that that's actually a Machlokas Hatanaim, Rabbi Meir versus most of his contemporaries, why a woman is Mesulekes Damen within 24 months. There is an afkamina between the reasons. Rabbi Meir says, Dam Nechar V'Naseis Chalav, that the blood turns cloudy into milk, and that's how the milk is produced. And even though that is not true the way Rabbi Meir thought it was and Da Vinci thought it was, it is true fundamentally biologically that the hormonal processes are tied together. And that lactation stimulates the hormones that suppress the menstrual cycle or something like that, and therefore there is really inherent connection certainly between intensive nursing and siluk damim. The other Tanaim believe that no, that the shock of the pregnancy and the childbirth is so great that Ivareha misparkin and ve'enoch ozeres l'kad musad chafdalat chodesh. The nafgamin is what happens if you wean the child or you're not nursing the child within the 24 months. For Rabbi Meir, she is no longer misulak esdam for the other tanaim that she is. And also, what happens after 24 months if she continues to nurse? According to Rabbi Meir, she is still misulak esdam, and there he's the meikil. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosei would say she is no longer misulak esdam because it's 24 months. Okay. Anyway, the second issue is what, assuming that she doesn't bleed during her period of nursing, and if you're machmir to assume that a woman will choshesh for vesta and kovas vesas bimei menikasa, so it might even be before 24 months. What is the story in terms of chashash vesas? So if she doesn't start bleeding again, let's keep the case simple the way the Torah deals with it. And the Shulchan Aruch said, if she doesn't bleed till after 24 months, we don't care what she did within 24 months. And now 24 months passes. There are three shitas in Rishonim in terms of her vestas. Shita, the most machmir shita, is that she is choseres levesta harishon automatically, which doesn't work by haflaga until she bleeds once, but it does work by a vestas achodesh, meaning if she always used to bleed on the 13th of the month, she becomes pregnant by the fourth month of pregnancy. She's not chosheshes anymore. 24 months after she gives birth, for those 24 months, she's never chosheshes for the 13th day. Comes the 25th month after she gave birth, she is now chosheshes for the 13th of the month, even if she has not bled yet. That is the most machmir shita. The most makel shita, is that no, that she is not chosheshes for Yud Gimel until she actually sees on Yud Gimel again. Now, one note just about the first shita. Now, what happens if a woman doesn't bleed for 90 days or 100 days, and she's regila to see on the 13th of the month? What is her din afterwards? Is she choshesh for the 13th?
No.
So this woman hasn't bled for 30 months, 6 months of pregnancy, 24 months of nursing, and yet she's choshesh for the 13th. Why? Because minyas agorim. In other words, when it comes to the regular case, if she stops bleeding, she's just like she's misulak esdam and she's missed 3 periods. It's not an external gorim where we can say the gorim is no longer here, she's choseres l'kadmusa. But when it comes to the pregnancy and the childbirth, so there was a specific gorim that caused her to be misulak esdam. Once that's gone, so we assume she's going to see on the 13th of the month again.
I thought we had said, though, even by a regular method, if it doesn't change to another day, then she would be atrocious if she gets her period.
Only on that day. In other words, if she skipped, let's say, 3 months, she normally bleeds on the 13th of the month. She skips 3 months. She's not choshesh for the 13th of that next month.
Until she bleeds
on the 13th of a month. Then, if she wasn't kovas and other vessels, and she got her period on that very day of vessels kavur, then she's choshesh l'kadmusa. Well, and according to the machmir shita here, she doesn't have to bleed. In other words, if once the 24 months are up, the next time she runs into a day 13, she's choshesh. Jacob?
Yeah, but in that case, but after the 30 months, it's not just that that's what was called misulak esdam, but the whole cycle is totally off. So why would we still be choshesh for that 13?
Okay, so there are other shitos here, right? The assumption is, on some level though, that she still has an affinity for the 13th of the month. There's something about her and the moon and its gravity at that point that puts them in sync. So therefore, you could understand, once the gorim is removed, you're worried about it. The most makel... Yes, Gail?
Can I ask a crazy question?
No.
Question which day of the month does she worry about if she had a vessel dilukim chalila? According to most Machmir Shita?
I'm going to call you Rav Yirmiya. Yossi, what's your question? I won't throw you out of here. I'm not even going to turn my mind in the gear to contemplate the question. Yossi?
So you said according to the most Machmir Shita,
yeah. So she has to bleed once, and then it doesn't matter, obviously it doesn't matter, it's irrelevant when she bleeds. Once she bleeds that once after 24 months, you go back to the previous haflaga. Shita number two, I'll go in order of Chomer Kula, is that after the 24 months are up, she's not Choshesh for the old Veses until she bleeds once. Once she bleeds once, no matter when she bleeds, that's a simon that chazra dameha. From that point on, for either a haflaga from that date, or the next Yom HaChodesh that was a Vesach Chodesh comes along, that will be the day that she will be choshesh for. And the most makel shita says no. It's
and
just
I
presume. I don't remember if they talk about that, but she'd be choshesh for that day as well. You don't necessarily have to say that, but mistaber you would say that way. And then the third, the most lenient shita says no. It's just like a regular case of siluk damim, and she is not choshesh as for her original veses until she actually, if it's a veses achodesh, so for the 13th day, and now the 24 months are up, she's not choshesh as for the 13th day of the month. Until she bleeds on the 13th day of the month, and if she wasn't kovas another veses in the interim, then chazra veses, you know, her veses kavua has come back. And if it's a haflaga, she has to have, when she bleeds once, she's going to be chosheshes for ena kavua, whatever that day is, and then, only if she's not going to chosheshes for any haflaga, when she bleeds the next time, if it's not her early previous haflaga, she's chosheshes just two vestas shen and kavuos, haflaga and yom hachodesh. If it is her previous haflaga, now she has a vestas kavu al haflagos. Those are the three shitos, okay, that are quoted in the Torah. Any questions about that? So let's read the Torah very quickly now, including the parts that I didn't talk about, but I did want to read the Torah. Who's a brave soul shlion? You want to read, right? Yes, thank you. Sure. Yes, Chavzayin. Okay. And Yossi, a question. You have a reprieve for a moment.
We paskin that a woman who doesn't see for a few months and then returns to see again, so that her best has like kind of like reinstated.
Yeah, in other words, if she wasn't kovea different veses, after the 3 months have passed, she hasn't had a re'iyah, she's mesulekes davim, she's not chosheshes. But if the re'iyah comes back on that particular day, or two re'iyos with haflaga, chazor lekadmusa, meaning vestas kavua.
Oh, it has to come back on the
right. Right. Now, it's by a regular mesulekes davim, it has to come back at that time. If it comes back at a different time or a different interval, it's vestas shena kavua. But if it comes back once on with the kviyas that there was before, unless she was kovas vestas in between to a different day or a different haflaga, it comes back, it's a snapback. Gail?
The actual practical question that will happen, in terms of these siluk damim issues, how would we treat a hysterectomy?
A woman who has a hysterectomy, once if the uterus has been removed, she is never, and she goes to the mikveh once, she's done.
Okay, and is the removal of the uterus considered a bleeding?
Is what?
Is the removal of the uterus considered a bleeding since you literally...
No, but the question isn't relevant because the doctors won't let her husband near her probably for a good few months. So, okay?
No, she might
have
to go to the mikveh again.
Miss she's going to go to the mikveh once because you just never know. But didn't we do... Nafla chaticha?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Pasha says, if they simply reach and cut out the hysterectomy, the fact that dam nida came out of her, because it was in the uterus, it's not matame. Ay lechule alma. Just as dam le does not matame when you do a C-section, the blood that comes, if there was only, I can't imagine in reality this is what happens in the longer term, but if no blood exits, you know, the vaginal canal, then all is taken out through, she's going to bleed a lot, most of that is... Some of that, the blood is going to be surgical, you know, cutting through, and some of it's going to be, breakdown of the very built-up uterine lining. But to the extent that there's blood that comes out through the incision that was actually uterine blood, that's not metame benida. It has to come out through the beis harechem. Danny, you're up.
Excellent. Okay. Lashon HaRashba. Tinoket shelo yigia zman al yirot.
Or it's an and that's basically the point. It's either or. Either she doesn't have shanim or doesn't have simanim. Mistama though, if she has shanim, she has simanim unless we know otherwise.
Or even if she doesn't have shanim, but she has simanim still.
We ignore them, and then we supposedly they don't count even when she brings shanim, but they really do count. Meaning. Technically speaking, simanim that come before shanim are treated as a shuma. I am pretty confident Bizman Hazeh, due to nutrition, due to whatever issues, that lots and lots of young boys and girls bring, let's say, have pubic hair before their age of bar bat mitzvah, and no one is going to say, and that continue, you know, no one's going to say that after the bar mitzvah, oh, none of that hair counts. I just can't see anybody saying that. Right? No, but when you, in theory, we don't do this because we don't need to do this. But let's say you felt you need to do a bedika. No one's going to say, I just can't see anybody saying, if you did a bedika the day that the boy or the girl turned bar bat mitzvah, no one's going to say, oh, well, you see their hairs here, but we're going to ignore them because obviously they were growing for days. It's just, you know.
But when we did ksivos, we did sense of kind of
That's just ridiculous. It can't be. Right? In other words, it has to be something that truly can be dismissed as being not really simanim. Right? Just, Moshe?
Isn't it like a halachic reality? Like, does it matter?
No, I don't think it's, I'll tell you why I don't think it's a halachic reality, because the physical reality is that you will get boys and girls who have, you know, real seir there, and no one sits a year later and declares, well, you know, maybe we could dismiss them not really and be a gadol gadol, because after all, we know that this hair was there before. Why doesn't anybody say that? It's just, one way or the other. You know, if there were a couple of saros there, and maybe we would dismiss that, I don't know, but in a normal case, it's hard to see anybody saying that that's not really, that those aren't simanim. So you need shana v'simanim, but again, some of it may be a changing reality. In other words, the age of menarche has gotten earlier, the age of puberty has gotten earlier because of nutrition, because of maybe other kinds of environmental pollutants and so on. It's just hard to believe that. But anyway, we have to deal with this issue. We don't have people marrying 12-year-olds.
Okay.
Just as a note, by the way, also, as a general rule, even historically speaking, people didn't marry children younger than that. You might have been married, you didn't have nisuin. It's not normal. Meaning, normal human beings, let's say men, it's usually a man with a young woman, is not going to be attracted to a child who has the body of a child. So you might have had arranged marriages, but I'm not saying you never had crazies. You do have crazies. But to be attracted physically to that child who didn't have the characteristics of a woman would actually make the person, not legally, but descriptively, a pedophile. And pedophilia is not common. Right? So when you say that people got married to girls who were 14 or 15, girls who are 14 and 15 are women. I mean, they have the bodies of women. And therefore, it is not, culturally, it's unacceptable today, or virtually. I mean, there are states in this country, I don't know, like 15 or 16 or something, you could get married with parental permission. What? I don't remember what age, like probably 15 or 16. Not every state, I think, allows it that young.
Right, but I think only people of the same age.
What's that?
I don't think you can get married to an adult.
I don't know if that's true. When you have parental permission, I'm not sure that that's true. They've changed statutory rape laws to require an age gap. An 18 and a 70-year-old, but I'm not sure that in terms of parental...
Marriage wouldn't be the same. It's statutory
rape. No, but I think if you can have parental permission for the minor to get married, so then I don't think that there's a... I'm not telling you I think it's a good idea.
I
just described. So you can go, you know, someone, I know, before I even finish the next four sentences, someone's going to have Googled and said, Gail is already on it, and finding out.
That'd be curious.
But the point is that it's not... Ketana shilo igiyas mana liros by shanim is not going to be a common... wouldn't have been such a common occurrence then. And most of it would have been borderline, really in the borderline. But, you know, an 8 or a 9 or 10-year-old, there's a dover which is probably very rare. But again, what we call statutory rape is not the same thing as pedophilia. 14 or 15 or 16-year-old is not pedophilia. An 8 or 9 or 10-year-old is. And that's simply, it's not part of the normal human condition. There are people who are abnormal. It's an orientation. So anyway, Nagar, I don't want to...
I'm not going to belabor. I just want to add it to the point.
Yes.
I just know from at least culturally in Yemen that you, the marriages that were earlier that you'd arrange, culturally it would be taboo to even do anything with her until she reaches menarche, basically.
Right. So the cultural taboo itself may reflect normal biological biological norms anyway. Okay.
All right.
Yossi?
How were we reading the tour in terms of its...
Shelohi Gyali Mehana Urim O Lohevia Siman. The Vav is an O. You need both. In order to be a Gadol Gdola, you need Shanim Visimanim.
Not... And you still read it as a Vav and now it's still work?
Yeah, Vav can mean or. I'm just suggesting it means or.
No, and if it means and when it's still work, she's a katana that didn't have both this and that.
Is it both?
No, you don't need to. In other words, if you read it as an and, that means if she has either one, then she's bechlal ktana shegias amana liros. But that's not true. In other words, we will treat her for all the dinim that come here. That she is that her rioseha or derech mikra until she demonstrates multiple rios. So we will that is true whether she was lohi gielimana urim or lohi viyasimanim. But if you say vav means and, then unless you have both of them there. It means that once you get one of them, then she's already, you don't apply these dinim. Go ahead. So what's the difference? Okay, now just a question or a comment here. What's the din of a katana and she sees twice? First she sees on the 13th of this month, and then she sees on the 12th of the next, 10th of the next month, and say that's 27 days later. What is she chosheshes for?
Nothing.
Until she has three or four re'ios, big machlokas rishonim how to read the sugya. Until she has three or four re'ios, she is not mochzekes li'es ro damim. Now the Gemara never says that she's not chosheshes for the vessels. What does the Gemara say actually? This point should be ingrained in your head. Most of these dinim, the Gemara never talks, only in a couple of places in this whole latter section, does the Gemara actually talk about vestos and so on. What does the Gemara talk about? Sam? You should know. What does the Gemara, all these dinim are really being learned by extrapolation from what? The Beis Yosef says it here. The dinim of vestos are learned from Dayashaita. Does everybody know what Dayashaita is?
Yeah.
I'm going to explain anyway, just in case there's somebody who doesn't. I apologize, I shouldn't have asked that question. It's either the Malbim Panei Chaver Barabim, or it's a Lifnei Ver of Losa Shakru, or Midvar Shechar Terchak. Okay. Dayashaita means a woman, according to the Mishnah, according to the sheet of the Chachamim in the first Mishnah, Nida, if a woman bleeds, she is Metama Lemafreya, 24 hours or till the last bedika, whichever is more recent. There are other shittos, but that's the basic principle. Much of the first parak deals really with that very question. Under what circumstance are all women dying shaita? Are any women dying shaita? And the four nashim, the uberet, the uberes, the meinik, the tana, the zakena, and so on and so forth. So the Rashba points out a number of times, the Beis Yosef cites him, that the dinim of vestos are often learned from the din of daya shaita. So By way of example, a Mu'uberes and a Meinika, everybody agrees Daya Shaita, the first Re'iyah. But there's a Machlokas Atanoim after the first Re'iyah, whether or not you say Daya Shaita on the other Re'iyos as well, all the time. That, by the way, is the Shita, that there is no Chashash Veses for a Mu'uberes and Meinika. And the other Shita in the Tanoim, it's a machlokas really how you paskin, is the first re'iyah daya shaita, but after that, Muberis bleeds a second time, and Manika bleeds a second time, so then she's chosheshes at least for vesa shena kavua, then you don't say daya shaita on the second re'iyah, and by the same token, it means that she is not so mesulekes damim that you're not chosheshes at all for vesa, she chosheshes for the vesa shena kavua. And that's the other that's the second shita in Rishonim. Forget the Ramban shita about being kovas veses. So the entire parak is really about daya shaita, but it is extended by the Rishonim to whether or not you choshesh for a veses. So that's why I said that if this ketana shaligias man liros bleeds has only bled twice, it's still daya shaita until she bleeds, let's say, the fourth time. So she's not going to be choshesh for any veses, at least until after the third time or something like that.
I don't understand the logical connection between why Veset and Daya Shaita is Habahatali.
Can someone explain?
What's the Svara? I missed that.
So the assumption is that if she is Mesulekes Damim, so in terms of a Veses, she's not Chosheshes because it's Mikra. It's really happenstance and there's no way to predict it. Similarly, Daya Shaita, in other words, a woman who is regila to sidam, so v'choshesh the chashashos that they have in the first parak, that kosle beserecha mindu, and so on and so forth, because you're expecting she's going to bleed and she might not notice. But in a circumstance where it's so haphazard, we don't assume, we're basically seeing her as mesulekes damim until the moment that we know that she bled. You could also say they weren't. You could say they weren't gozer. If you want, you could just say they weren't gozer on something that's not shchiach.
Why would that affect future chashashot for when she's going to bleed?
Because the fact, well, if you say that's dayashaita, even on future bleedings, it means we don't expect her to bleed. So therefore, you don't have to be choshesh.
Okay.
Fine. Continue.
Rata shalosh yos me shalosh anot lo shalosh anot mekubanos shalom pachata v'lo b'tira nitzgala shedilug harishon ina siluk damim ela shinui beset.
Okay, so if she bleeds 3 times every 90 days, and then she bled regularly, or some three, let's say 4 times, in short months, short cycles, you know, 30 days, and now she goes 90 days without bleeding, so she's Mr. Lakas Daman. When she bleeds at the end of the 90 days, we don't say Chazur Lekan Musa, we say she needs to bleed 3 times again. If she should have, now, how many bleedings are required, or if she wants to be Kovas Haflagos, you would need 3 more re'ios after that first re'i after 90 days. If that sounds like a confusing formulation, it is. That's what that whole long Beis Yosef is about. But if she bleeds 3 times, if she's Mesulekes Damim 90 days and bleeds, and then another 90 days and bleeds, and another 90 days and bleeds, then you actually count the last re'ia of the earlier cycles. Why? Because you see that she's Mishanes to a 90-day Vesas. Not usual, but nonetheless. And that's why the Fikach Ria Rishona Shemimenes Chila Ladale is Mitzdarep. It's only in that case, because you see that it was part of the pattern. Okay, continue. Yeah, so in that case, if she's not bleeding now every 90 days, she returns to bleeding at shorter intervals, you would need at least 4 re'ios after the break, after the 90-day break, in order to be Kovas Vesas. It's very simple arithmetic.
Why don't these numbers make any sense grammatically?
Mine says Shalosh Aflagos.
Oh, really?
I didn't want to correct you. I guess yours is a misprint.
Right, I'm doing my best to read. Every time I have an abbreviation, I read the what I think is the correct
answer. I see. Shalosh, I believe. Okay. Chavcha, Moshe.
Would Besed Adilut work in this case? Could you do this similar thing with Besed Adilut?
Probably.
Even though it says, as long as there's no Hosira and Pachta?
I think that they're not talking about Besed Adilut.
Okay.
Chavchas, go ahead.
V'chein. V'chein, z'kina she'avira alaha shlosha onot mi shehizkina v'lo ra'ata harei zo misuleket damim v'ina choshesh ol v'esta harishon.
Okay. Now,
Okay, so he's a kina. Kol shekarin lo ima v'paneha mechamat zikluta v'ina choshesha.
Yeah, I don't know what ima means here. I think it means like granny. Or you might say ma'am. Okay, if you get called ma'am or sir, you know that, or mister, then they think you're old. Unless you're a little kid with Mean Joe Green, so I think that probably predates you. Don't know what I'm talking about.
What did you say?
Unless you're a little kid with Mean Joe Green. You know that you've probably seen on YouTube. I saw the commercial on television, okay? Because if you told me I'm middle-aged, so I wouldn't be choshesh. Okay, Lamed. Okay, so she has to be, in other words, Chazur Lirish is like a Tkinok Shaligiyah Zman Lirish that you need 4 times to be Kovas. However, in another respect, it's not like a Tkinoka Shaligiyah Zman Lirish. That's Lamed Aleph, which is a Chiddush of the Rashba. Chazur Liros. Now, if she were a Ketana, what would the din be in that case? Ketana Shaligiyah Zman Lirish. If she started to see, she hadn't reached 4 re'os, but she returned to the same short period, she saw 30 gays, what would din be by a katana?
It's irrelevant.
It's like, what happened before is irrelevant. Here he says,
Bazei
Yirah
Eli, Shehi Chozeret Likvi'ut HaRishon, Im Veset HaHaflagot, Chozeret Likadmuta, Im Tzikhe HaHaflagot, Kamo Shaita Luda Tchilata,
Tchila, Kama, V'im,
V'im Ishar HaVestot, Afilu B'fan Lachat, Chozeret Likadmuta, Sharin is galah shadiluk harishon lo siluk damim haya ela mikra.
Ad Kan. Right, so this din, Zakena, is very much, it is relevant. It's relevant to a menopausal woman. It's particularly relevant in the context of what they call, I think, perimenopause, which is before a woman reaches menopause, her cycle often starts to become very haphazard. Lamed Beis.
Well, maybe not
going to
begin the Talmud.
Lamed Beis.
Oh, and minus, like, this part of
Is what?
I mean, since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't cite it, it's just arbitrary where the division of OCS are.
Excuse me, hold on.
Shulchan Aruch doesn't cite it here.
I heard you the first time. The Shulchan Aruch does cite it in Lamed Beis. He doesn't spell out the din, but he allows the possibility of if you read the Shulchan Aruch with the correct nusach, as the Shach points out in Sifkat Anayim Beis, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a Re'iyah on Rosh Chodesh, and then on Chaf Chodesh, not Beis Chodesh, and then on Rosh Chodesh, and on Chaf Chodesh, and so on, then you kovas two vestos. That's only because, that's because of this Ramban. That's all. He doesn't cite it with the formulation. If you look at the Baragola, the Tur v'kach kase Ramban mehochos nida. It's the Ramban. So it's not formulated this way, but this should be labeled Lamed Beis. Kale?
The age requirement for menopause.
That's you mean today when 60 is the new 40?
No,
and people would get insulted? Okay. What's that? I said I don't know what, I'm not sure what exactly the term would be today. It's not quite middle-aged. I think middle-aged, we say, begins at 40. Okay, or when you get a little red car if you're a guy. So it goes very fast. Then you know you're middle-aged. Anyways, I don't know exactly how you gauge Bisman Hazeh. Anyway, so, Midin HaTalmud. Go ahead.
Midin HaTalmud. Ein HaYishak HaVa'ad Vesa B'mei Zidut V'lo B'mei Zidut. Ketzad? Ratza B'achad B'chodesh V'chamisha Bo Shihut Ho Chimei Nida L'Riyah HaRishana Afilu Nehagar Kein Shalosh Pamim Lo Kava'a Vesad L'chamisha B'chodesh Ela B'achad B'chodesh.
Hushita, is that rejecting? Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Eini she kovas veses b'nidasa, but she's kovas veses b'mezi vasa. And the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tesamen Aleph, I think it was, so, one interpretation of the Mishnah was that she's not Hosheshas Bimezi Vasa. Go ahead.
Okay. Bamedvarim Amurim, Sheraata, Ria Harishonami, Ma'yam Batua, the appreciate. Aval, Inra Tawatami, Ma'yam Satum, Kigon, Sheraata, Shte Pamim, Berosh Kodesh, Upam Hashlishit, Raata, Beesrim, Famishama Kodesh, Ubrosh Kodesh. Aval pi sheriyah hashlishit hayta tov kimeini dutal v'riyat esrim v'chamisha v'chodesh kovat v'rosh chodesh v'fi sheshtei riyot harishonot hayu imayan satum v'riyat esrim v'chamisha v'chodesh damim yiterim nitos v'ubach umiher lava v'choseshet gamkin liyom hakdima shem aveset acher hikovat.
Okay, and what is the makor for this?
That was an explicit
Rabbi Yochanan.
It's the Gemara's explanation for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that isha kovas Veses bimei nidasa, that is the hechetimsa. Rabbi Yochanan says only mimayon sasum, not mimayon pasuach. And this is the case. Rabbi Yochanan never beferish rejects argues on Reish Lakish, but as the Beis Yosef points out, the assumption is he does. He rejects Reish Lakish's position, and he doesn't allow isha to be kovas veses bimei. I mean, you could probably have come up with the same hechetimsa by imezi vasa as well. You can actually. If a woman normally bleeds every 20 days, and then one time she bleeds day 18, she bleeds every 20, then 18 and 20, and 2 days later, something like that would be the same type of a thing. Okay. Matt?
I'm just wondering, in terms of language, apa pish, yer, hashlishi, why
does it say hashlishi? Should that be the fourth? He means the fourth.
Right, so why
the re'iyah, that would have been kovea. Because we're talking about the Ishnas Kovas Bimei Nidasa.
But it's still not
I understand, but the point is that we're talking about when you Kovas Vesas, you need three Re'iyos. The third Re'iyah is Mimayon Pasuach. That's all. You know what he means. And you can figure out the answer to that question, why he says it that way. Yossi.
So, W.M. Yisrael, so when the Nitosuvah, that means that it's kind of like blood from the previous?
No, I think it was like there was the blood got a little too enthusiastic, so things got a little crowded, so they let some out early. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, but that's not actually the opening of the Maya. That doesn't happen until...
Well, no, but the point is, ordinarily, it does make her Anita.
Right.
But because it's close enough, we say that was just, it got there a little early, but really it's the same period. Okay. Yehuda?
How should we, so would this work the same way if it was, let's say, the second video was like this and the third video was under Shabbat?
No. I think you have to, I mean, it's not discussed extensively, but I think you have to have two, Mimayon Sasum, and then the third one can be Mimayni Dasa.
Yeah, the first two.
First two. First, correct, the first two.
Okay.
I think so. I can't, in other words, it's not discussed extensively. I think the Beis Yosef talks about it. I haven't seen anybody else talk about it. Matt?
Did she stop bleeding between these two things?
It sounds like it, yeah.
And would it matter?
Not sure. Again, normal things that she's not going to stop bleeding. Between them, I admit, and... I would think that you have to stop bleeding in between. Otherwise, it's just the original bleeding on the 25th, and she's just not kovas veses, period. It's dafka because she stopped bleeding. She just bled, let's say, one day or 2 days, and then stopped, and it looks like a new bleeding. Right? In other words, what's that? So, well, all right. So let me say the following. The issue that we're going to discuss here, if she bled continuously, so the way we think, you only follow the first day. But that was the Machlokas, the Baal Mor and the Ramban. If you held like the Ramban, in other words, you held the Ramban, it gets more, you still have to make a distinction between, in other words, when she bleeds multiple days, you choshesh for each of the days, but as Re'iyah stemming from the first day, I think. Where, and I don't know, but you could be Kovay. Yeah, for the Ramban, it is an odd case. It may not matter. But for us, it certainly would, because we would say if she bled continuously, it's all Nigra Bras of the first day. Yeah, I think that's the answer. Daniel.
Based on the Sosum and Patuach over here, then what about that case we were dealing with those 3 days and the Ramban, where it was you see on the 1st of Nisan and the 25th of Nisan, the 1st of Iyar and the 25th of Iyar, and then the 1st of Sivan, didn't we say you could be Kovay on the 1st of Sivan?
Leave me alone, please.
Wouldn't this seem to...
I don't know what to do. I don't ask that question.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
That seems to go not at all according to what this is saying.
I know, unless you say it's like the Ramban at the end, which would make sense, because the Ramban at the end says... The Kasev HaRamban. Upa'amim.
Okay. Sorry, I don't have the post break. I mean, I have.
Upa'amim sheha isha kovaad la besed b'tov besed.
Ketzad?
This has a lamed base in your thing, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's the part that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch.
Yes. Ketzad ra'atah shalosh pa'amim b'rosh kodesh u'rvi'it. Okay, I had a question. U'rvi'it v'shehila kodesh u'rosh kodesh v'chim b'chamishit u'ashishit harik haba'ah.
Yeah, the nusach is that we have, and the Shach insists is the correct nusach against the drisha is chaf lachodesh. This is the downside, by the way, of writing of abbreviating numbers as letters, because it can be very ambiguous. In fact, there's one possible notable case this happened in texts of Tanakh.
Oh, this is on the Intro to Bible midterm 2 years ago.
I have to remember, you took it with me?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember. You know. No.
That's fine.
You can make an impression.
So, by Shimshon, in the Masoretic text, our Masoretic text, it says twice, V'hu Shafadis Yisrael Shem Shana. David, you might be hearing this twice today. You saw this already last week. V'hu Shafadis Yisrael Shem Shana, and V'yishpodis Yisrael Shem Shana. I think that the second is the first quote. One at the end of Perek Tesvav, one at the Perek Tazayin. Fine. So it kind of repeats itself. It tells us after Moshe Shimshon's Maisim, and then at the end of when he actually gets killed, it repeats that. The Yerushalmi apparently had Arba'im for one of them, likely the second one. And the Yerushalmi says, I don't know which one, the Yerushalmi says is a stira, and the Yerushalmi resolves it by saying that that they were afraid of Shimshon for 20 years after he died. So Tosus just observes that Hashash Shalanu, Cholek al Sfarim Shalanu, that case, and then he quotes this Yerushalmi case. The best example of this, I don't mean to ruin your Seder. I'll probably say this before Pesach, but in case we don't do any Haggadah before Pesach, you know that there's a famous kasha they ask about the Bein Chacham and the Bein Rasha. The Rasha says, Mo avodos os lochem, lochem lolo. The Bein Chacham says, Mo aidos vachukim meshvatim asher tziva Hashem alokeinu eschem. So everybody says, no, how come why is the Chacham any worse than the Rasha? Any better than the Rasha? They both say you. So if you look in the text of the Yerushalmi, and I assume it's that way in Ksav and Leiden as well, but in the printed text already, and if you also look, I think Biblia Hebraica cites, I think from other versions, I don't think he's citing the Yerushalmi, there was a nusach in that pasuk that read, Mo'aydos hachukim v'shmetam asher tziva Hashem alokeinu hosanu. If that was the nusach in front of the Baal Haggadah, then nistalka hakosha. Now, I think probably, is it Rav Kasher or somebody else tried to stand and said to absolutely deny that that's actually what the nusach is. And you can't really prove it. You can't prove it from the printed text. Either the Yerushalmi or even the manuscript, because the Yerushalmi itself, whatever drush you come up with to explain Masoretic text and the difference between the two, you could say that's what the Yerushalmi is working with as well. Probably, it makes more sense, given that we know, I think elsewhere there's such a nusach exists, probably the Baal HaGadah or the Baal HaDrasha of that particular drasha had the alternative nusach, but I don't want to ruin your Lala Seder, so you didn't hear it here.
You didn't mention why the Yerushalmi
came between 40 and 20. Oh, yes. So, why the Yerushalmi came between 40 and 20? The answer is because, I believe, in Ksav Ivri, there are some, I believe, that Chaf and Mem may look alike. I don't think, by the way, this is my Ha'ara. I think that it's possible that Shadal says something like this somewhere.
Which source is it? Is the Tosfot?
Tosis on Hamid Bays, but you want to look at the Ksav Ivri, the chart you were showing me earlier, the letters.
Okay.
Do you have any of the lines in which Chaf and Mem look alike?
Let me pull it up.
I believe so. If they abridged.
It's extra credit.
It was good. Okay.
Okay, you can keep looking, but anyway, in the meantime, so Chaf and Bays in Ksav Ashuri can look a lot alike. Chaf and Mem do not look alike in Ksav Ashuri.
Yeah, here's the Tosfot.
No, I know the Tosfot. We just need
the...
Yeah.
I
want the charts.
Yeah,
okay.
26 pages down, so...
Okay. Any Chafs and Mems that might look alike? You can judge for yourself. Say yes.
Yes.
You have to look at various inscriptions. You can't just rely upon one because the scripts change over time. Okay, so it has to be enough that I'm not saying they're obviously not identical. But they have to look enough alike that a mistake could have happened.
One of the most convincing ones is the Hebrew seals are closer to each other of the late 7th to early 6th century BC.
Okay. So anyway, you may have. So what's that?
No,
well, again, it has to be contemporaneous with the text that generates the error in itself or in future generations of the text. Anyway, all right, so we're going to go with the Shach Nusach of Chaf. Fine, Lamed Gimel, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I have a question on Metzios here. Is this a case where, so she saw Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, Aleph Sivan. What happens in Thomas? Is it, she sees Aleph Thomas, Chaf Thomas, or Chaf Thomas, Aleph Av? I couldn't tell from, because it was very awkwardly phrased, saying, because it said, Shein or Esther Machodesh, Rosh Chodesh.
I don't know if it matters. It sounds from the case you're correct, that she misses Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, but then she gets the 20th, but then it comes back. There must be a reason why. I haven't thought about why, but I'm not going to...
I was thinking there might be a difference if, like, we might just chalk it up to Itos Udalim the first time. Like, you might not even, if you saw Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, then you might just chalk it up to Itos Udalim or something. But if you hadn't seen for 50 days, then you might... I don't know. It's not really based on anything in particular, but it's... I was trying to figure out why there was a weird formulation.
Yeah, so why? I'm not sure why you need to leave that out.
I mean, if you have normally, right? If you see Rosh Chodesh, Esrim Rosh Chodesh, you assume the Esrim is Itos Udalim.
Look, you can look. I don't want to deal with this now. Look at the end of the pre-shah on Otsadi Zion, and he not quite, but almost sort of deals with your question. Okay, let's get to the Tachbis part. Kasav HaRashba.
Okay. Katab HaRashba Uberet La'achar Shlosha Chadashim La'achar Shlosha Chadashim Ibura U'meika Kol Esrim Ve'arba'a Chodesh Achar Legat Havlad Einan Kova Adveset Afilu Meit Havlad Ogmalatu Shedamim Sulakim Mehem.
Right, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yose. Hashem. You're not choshesh at all. V'yesh.
V'yesh b'galei amurim she'amurim she'choshesh la'kiderech she'choshesh la'veset she'ino kavua.
Yeah, I think that's quotation of all the Rashba, and then Rabban.
Oh, okay. The Rabban katzav shekovat
fine. Okay, and then I mentioned this. These are the three shitos, and then finally Ubra.
Ubra mishe ubara. Umeinika kol esrim arba achodesh. Ina choshesh lo nastar rishon. Afilu hayala en veset kavua. V'higia kol chasman hazeh. Ina tzrichot dika umitarot lebal leihen.
Right, in other words, if the first Rosh Chodesh she encounters after the 24 months, even if she hasn't bled yet, she's choshesh to that. V'chein hadin, that has to be corrected probably. Hayala veses haguf, o lizman yadua, or maybe o veses haguf lizman yadua. In other words, it doesn't matter which veses haguf it is, a murkav or a regular. Avalam haya. Obviously, to have a haflaga, you need, if you're going to be choshesh for her previous haflaga, which might have been 27 days, you need to have one re'iyah to build a haflaga off.
What if you're like the Taz and you can build imaginary haflagas?
So in Taz's mode, there's no imaginary haflagas here. Okay.
Doesn't this contradict what he just said, the Yesh from Gedolim Shomim?
No, this is... This right now, no, this is after the 24 months. That discussion was during the period, the Gedolei Amorim. And this is...
From the beginning of Over on the Shukah,
no, that just means that for the Vesas Kavua that she had before. In other words, the Gedolei Amorim said that if she bleeds during her, that is subject. You're right. It was a little like the first day that he quoted, but not exactly. Meaning, even the first part is true. The Huleyama, that when you first both days, that when that Zaman Kavua comes, when the 14th of the month comes in her fourth month, she's not Choshesh. She's Muteres Lababel Dika. If she bleeds, then both days agree she's not kovas veses, but the first day says she's not even chosheshes, and the second one she is. So yes, this is really more like the first day. Correct. Which the Rashba really thinks is correct, but he says yesh lachosh le'devrayim of the...
Is that what he passed?
I think we'll see the Shulchan Aruch, but I think so, yes.
According to
for the more myopic opinion, it's the best those that come back after these 30 months, it's only those that were kavua beforehand, or even those that were...
I think only kavua. I think so. I believe so. The yesh. Migadole amorim. She's actually has to get that Besses back to be Choshesh for it. Right. In other words, the Rashba thinks that the first day, which ultimately is the middle day, is the correct opinion. The Ramban.
The ultimately the middle day.
Yeah, because you have the Ramban, who's the big Machmir. I'm sorry. It's the more Machmir opinion, and the Ramban introduces the compromise. No, it doesn't. That's automatically, it's more snakel. And now, as soon as the first chodesh that comes
right
after 24, she's chodesh that day. And finally, Ramban kasav. Okay, fine. The Ramban says, now you need one re'iyah to establish that regular bleeding has returned, and then you're back. Then you do have a snapback of the vestis kavua. So let's just take a quick look. What?
Whoever did the numbering in this edition.
Let's take a quick look at Shulchan Aruch. Firstly, I just wanted to take note. Not that it's so practical, but in the Shach and Sif Katan Ayin Aleph, where the Ramah says a katan and zakena are nachoshishos levesta she'eno kavua. So the Shach writes there at the end, v'da d'chol makom shenemar b'cholsem and zeh shekava vesta imhu lahakel, meaning that you nachoshish for any other vestas that once you kovei vestas hu davka shelo b'meinida v'meiziva. In other words, the fact that we are machmir for the Ramban, that bizman hazeh isha kovas b'mei nidasa b'mei izivasa, that's only the chumra, not lakula. Now, the truth is, I doubt, and it's a terribly common thing anyway. It's not really. Most of the time, it's probably exceedingly rare for an isha to be kovas vesas b'mei nidasa b'mei izivasa.
When would it be lakula? What would the case be?
You don't have to be choshesh for the vesta shena kvus once you kovea. Okay. So in other words, if she kovas every 16 days, she wouldn't have to be choshesh for the Vesas HaChodesh.
So you're saying she still would be.
What? She still would be choshesh, correct?
As long as it's within 18 days, you still
she has
be.
To be. It's only l'chomer, not l'kula. Okay. Let us go to Siflamid Gimel. I mean, but you can read Siflamid Beis quickly. Right, so that's what the Shach corrects to Esrim Lachodesh. And the Prisha corrects the Tur to Beis Lachodesh. We had other Nuschos, he says, that had Beis. Okay, fine. Lamed Gimel.
Uberet, Lachar Shoshachan Hashim Ibra, Meinika Kol Esrim Arba Achodesh, Achar Ledat Havlad, Einakova Adveset.
That's the middle position. So the take a look at the Shach of Katan Ayin Gimel. It's just an interesting Shach. Kasav Abach Tema Lama Pasach Lahakel Shrei Atur Hevi Das Ramban Lahoros Chumer Kedvarav Ad Kan Lashana. I'm not sure that that's so compelling. The Torah quotes the Ramban because it's another opinion. Nathan?
Question on Lamed Bet. So, is this only a case where she previously has a Veset and is now establishing a new one, or can you simultaneously?
I think you can establish it simultaneously. Yeah. That goes back to Danny's question of why is the formula, a little bit, it's not the same thing as the formulation, why is it Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, then skip a Rosh Chodesh, the 20th, you know, that could be related. But I think the answer is that could be mitilas riasa. So the Shach says, "Ve'ein zetema da'kaimalan b'choshen mishpat simin chafesit beis d'chol makom shachronim chokim ala rishonim kaimalan kachronim avolam divrei rishonim ainam meforsamim ain tzarach lifsel kachronim shrei efshar la yadu divrei rishonim v'yavashmi alu habahadri." So firstly, he mentions a very important rule in Psach that you follow hilchsak basarai, but only provided that the basarai knew the opinions of the earlier authorities. If they didn't know, if they didn't have access to the Sfarim, then you don't have to pasuk in Kivasrai. I know, yes.
Isn't that important? The Arta Shulchan brings this up by an Eir of acquiring Shishim Riva. He says he can pasuk in, we can pasuk in like Rashi, that all Eirvim work, because all these new Sfarim are coming out that are printed that the people who pasuk in against him didn't know about. And really it's a popular opinion, that it's not just Rashi. That you need Shishim Rivo to be a Shuta Abendurai.
Well, you mean, you're saying that people didn't know that Rashi wasn't the only one who held that way?
Oh, people thought it was like everyone against Rashi. It turns out there are like five or six other Rishonim.
Uh-huh. So, that might be the same Svara. It is very much against what is popularly cited as whose opinion? The Chazon Ish, right, and the Rav's position towards the Meiri. Right? In other words, if you didn't know about the, if the Basrai didn't know about the Kamai, so then maybe they would have changed their minds. Which is very interesting. I presume the Chazon Ish would have a response to this, you know, just because I'm sure he knew the Shach, and yes, it's...
I mean, couldn't you just say, what, you think I didn't think of that smart
enough?
Like, okay, so someone said it.
Okay, no, but what the Shach does seem to be saying is that you can't out of hand dismiss an earlier opinion, you know, and favor the Basrai, and say, well, once it wasn't part of the Masorah, if you want to call it that, therefore we ignore it. Even though, by the way, I think from a legal development perspective, it's correct, actually. But nonetheless, the Shach seems to say otherwise here. Okay. Anyway, the Kol Shekein, I'm reading the Shach not because it's so lemaisa as much as I thought it was such an interesting Shach. The Kol Shekein, I mean, it's okay to learn every Shach in the Siman, by the way, even the ones that I don't put on the Makoros. So there's no Isser. Promise. Alex, a question. The Chazon Ish is quoted as saying that, you know, Svarim that, you know, that were lost in time and only rediscovered, so there, you know, it was Hashkacha, the way it's quoted is Hashkacha Pratis, that they would be concealed and therefore that you don't pasuk like them, you can't pay any attention to them. I think in theory, from a perspective of legal methodology, in theory I think it's correct. I don't agree with the Svarah behind it, because if it's Hashkacha Pratis, the Svarim were hidden away, what is Hashkacha Pratis trying to teach us now by revealing the Svarim? Right, one would think that God is now saying, okay, well, now you have a new Svar that you could follow.
And I think when Rav Soloveitchik said it, he didn't, from what I was told, he didn't say the Hashkacha Pratis.
I would doubt that he would have. I think from the perspective of legal development, I think it's really correct. On some level, it's correct. I mean, to a certain degree. And there are shitos that simply were left out, and you cannot short-circuit the process going back. And this is not such an extreme... It's not, that doesn't contradict what the Shach is presenting here.
Hashkafically, though, it would be fine. Meaning, like, if you find Svarim that, like, what wasn't known to the Rishonim, then you can now say, like, oh, we hashkafically agree with Meiri or something like that.
A separate question. Correct. Well, it's not legal development. I mean, the answer is that's complicated all because there's no psak in Hashkafa. So.
Don't we basically do that, though, with, like, the Kishayad and stuff? And we can find something that's, like...
In Lundus, we do, typically. More so than in psak halach. It depends. Again, to give an absolute rule is misleading here. In other words, there is a degree, there's a spectrum. Right. In other words, the case that what the Shach is invoking in here is not some totally unknown shita that was contrary to everything else that was known that all of a sudden you dig out of the Geniza. He's not talking about that. So anyway, he says, "V'kol shekein hacha sharashba."
Okay. V'kol shekein hacha sharashba b'toras ha'adam.
Toras ha'adam. Toras ha'bayis
aruch.
Yeah. Sorry. It's okay. That Toras HaAdam was the Ramban Sefer,
yeah.
Primarily in Avelus. Go ahead. More on that at the end of the year.
Okay.
The Torah only had the Toras HaBayis HaKatzar, it seems. Chamosha Kasav. So basically, the Tor never saw the Rashba's rejection of the Ramban. Categorical rejection. The two. So the Ramban's a Das Yachid. The two. The Ritva writes, not just that, he says that was the Minhag. Umevio. Very important column sock, as you've heard from me. When the halachas are fefes biyavcha, halecha achar minhag. The two. Yes. I love the shach because he piles on a whole bunch of things, all which make sense, all of which on any given thing you could dispute and say, the Ramban was a gadol rishon, we shouldn't be making against him. And halacha achar minhag, it could be minhag shtus. And vestas the Rabbanan, but we don't always go lakula. Right? In this very simple, why don't we paskin like the most lenient opinion, that she's not even chosheshes? In other words, that same argument could be invoked against the psak of the Shulchan Aruch here. Why not say that you're not even chosheshes bimei for a riyah that she gets bimei bura b'minikasa? Why don't we paskin like the most lenient opinion? Like what the Rashba thought maker did. Alex?
Is like
weak. Yeah. Unclear. You look in the Gemara about Kiddushin, Kitchel Ben Aleinu with Eid Echad. The Gemara says, he asked him, he said, In v'la v'rafya b'yaday. He couldn't give him a straight answer. Yitzi?
If you actually are just very confident that, you know, the Shach has already taken whatever, or the Rai, but I don't know where you saw it, so does that count even as you should be made to the Zderabana, or would you say, no, you already just know the halacha, you have to follow it now, and you can't be mocked? I mean, you don't even get to the point where something Zderabana would glue it.
I don't understand the question.
Meaning, if you look at the Ramban and the Ravid and you say, oh, well, you know, now I have a suffix about who's right, so then the Shach is saying, well, one of his arguments is that, well, you're going to be makel because it's, you know, best
of you don't say by, you know, halacha kidivrei hamekel ba'avel, even there, we're going to see, you don't always apply it, right? You only apply it when you want to apply it. When you think a day is wrong, you tend not to, you know, to pask in that way. Even though, let's say you deal with a safek derabanan, you would say it's not a safek, it's a vada derabanan. Okay, lamet dalet. Go ahead. Last if, Danny.
Beret. Mi shehukar bara, umenika, ho esriva arba af kodesh, enacho shem lebeset harishon, afilo hayala beset kabua, v'yia toh hazman hazeh, enach shecha b'dika, umeter lebala.
I just want to point out one thing, Yudi. We suggested before that this seems to look like the first day earlier, but I don't understand why the Mechaber quotes it then. But you should have to be Choshesh as a Vesa Shena Kavu at this point. Right, it's not connected to the original verses.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're saying that the
Rambam
is saying,
right? That's difficult. Right, it really sounds like I don't know. Your question, I could dismiss it more easily in the Torah because he wasn't machria, but the Mechaber already was machria, like the Rashba's chumra. So the question is that Yehoshesh is like a Vesa Shena Kavua. So I guess what he's So in previous siman, I guess he said, you're not kovas veses. And here he's saying, but you're choshesh to enikavua. And here he's saying, you're not even kovas veses, you don't even treat it as a veses kavua, even though it's the same veses kavua as you had before. But in a chanami, you have to say, you are choshesh as is enikavua. Yehuda? I don't understand that. I saw the taz.
Right. So I guess what? Even more so, it sounds in the Taz, maybe even the Choshesh Bevesa Kavua happened three times. It just would go away automatically after the end of the Nesim period.
Well, I'm sorry?
The Taz, you could even read as saying the Choshesh for it, like a Vesa Kavua, as long as it, but it would just automatically go away.
Okay, I don't know.
The Taz in Memchachat only addresses Mikbarot, which is weird, and not Mimikot?
I don't think, it's probably Lav Dafka. Okay, finish the Mechaber.
Okay, Aval im haya vesta vest haplaga. I am shalach chush ad shetachzor lirot. Chazara lirot apil pa'amachat.
So which shita is he quoting here?
He's quoting the most machmir shita.
The most machmir shita.
The first day in the Rashi.
Right. The Shach in Sif Katanai and Hey was bothered. If you look at the end, you can read it. Vatur, read the Shach. Right. Okay. Fine. Okay. Any questions? Yossi.
The case in SS.
Yeah.
What was the case?
She bled the first day, and then she bled, let's say, the 20th day. And she bled the first day of the month, and the 20th day of the month, and the first day of the month, and the 20th day of the month. She has two vestas kvuos now. That's what the Ramban says.
Oh, he just said that you can establish two vestas. Two
even though it comes, bimei nidasa. Amazi vasa. 20th, because she bleeds the second time. Now, she bled one, she bled 20. She now bleeds day one. That's within 18 days of that. Okay,
based on this, would we say the 3 17s and 15, 16, 17, 18 would be Vesa Patel Vesa? And she would have a Vesa Gilgim and a Vesa on 17.
Maybe. That's what it sounded like. That's the way the Beis Yosef understood the Ramban. Mm-hmm. Although he went in the opposite direction, but in principle, she's Kavah 17. I don't see why you wouldn't be. Because the 17 came. Maybe. I'm not sure. Because I'll tell you why I think that. I'll tell you why that's wrong. No. That she's only Chosheshes for Dilug. The reason is that in that case, but when she was Kovas another Veses, especially if she's Kovas with the 18th, your better question would have been, what if she sees 17, 17, then 14, 15, 16, 17? I guess, or your question was for Rav. So I think the answer would be is that if I would say that if she sees the next month 18, then she's been okeres the Vesas of 17.
Why?
Because now she was okere pamachas and she's kovas another. She has another Vesas kavua. And remember the long Beis Yosef on Yud Gimel, and maybe Mistaber anyway, even if it's not what the Ramban was talking about, okay. Is that two Vesas kavuas, one requires only one time to be okere.
So what would you say if it was 14, 15, 16, 17?
At that point, we don't know what's going to be. So she's chosheshes as both a 17 and 18 as a Vesas kavua.
That doesn't work. She was already okere.
Oh, you're correct. That's why you have to say Rav. Yeah. You have to say Rav. Right. So I would say for Rav, 15, 16, 17, right now she has both, but that's why the Ramban gave a different case. Right? It was bleedings in multiple days, and it only works for the Ramban Shita that you count multiple days. Okay.